when I was about 13 years old, 13 and a half, during the same period that my father was taking me to the one or two only father-son activities that we ever went to. He took me to a place called World Jungle Compound, which is in the San Fernando Valley, and it was a Thousand Oaks. And the guy that owned World Jungle Compound, and he lived in the barrio in the ghetto with my dad as a kid. And he had somehow got a hold of a lion, a baby lion. They had to give the lion up because he was eating the cats and the dogs in the neighborhood. So they ultimately gave the lion to MGM, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. And if you see the big lion that's growling in the beginning of the movies, that's Jackie Sr. Well, fast forward from the 30s to when I was 13 years old, which would have been the 50s, my father took me out to World Jungle Compound. It was like an amusement park with a lot of animals. And I got to wrestle with, and we have pictures of in my book, and we use the slide in my seminar when I'm about 13 years old with Jackie, the fifth or sixth or eighth, whatever it was, climbing on top of me. And I was having a good time, and my mother was off camera. You couldn't see her, but she was having a heart attack screaming. Fortunately, they didn't have iPhones then, so all you do was see the picture. But one of the reasons that I'm not afraid of animals, and that one of the reasons I can walk with lions, and one of the reasons I do a lot of the crazy things that I did, is at age 13, I was wrestling around with a young male lion, and it helped to expand my what I didn't know at the time was my comfort zone.